The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with yet another video game review from our very kind friends over at EA. And today, y'all, today we are here to talk all about UFC 4.
Fighting game! I love fighting games. Because you can beat the crap out of people, and it's so much fun.
That's him.
What? What?
It's such a guy thing. I mean, I know it's not just a guy thing, it's a guy thing to say.
But it is. It's fun. You take out your aggression. And that's what fighting games growing up were. Like, between Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter and now UFC, like, they're fighting games.
But would you say your aggression was ruthless?
Ruthless aggression.
Oh,
you happy with that line? You happy?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's break down what UFC 4 is. It is your traditional fighting game that you would expect from UFC. You have your traditional modes, you know, your exhibitions and what have you. You have your career mode where you work up your way from being an amateur all the way up to winning the championship and beyond and creating a Hall of Fame career. You have obstacles along the way, like in every career mode. You've got to build all your stats up. You got to start very low and then work on your skills and everything like that. And in a world where we're surrounded by life happenings, you have online mode, where you can set up matches with your friends and find them all around the country, all around the world, if you have great internet connections, and you can just have some fun, as it were. There's multiple types of online modes to get into. And then, you got my two favorite modes. One is Stand Up and Bang, or Stand and Bang, as it's called, where you just fight in a backyard environment. You have the octagon cage in the backyard. There are no submissions. You just fight. Fight till you're the one left standing. And then, oh, there's knockout mode. So I mentioned already Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, right?
Mm-hmm.
This has like a Hell's Demon environment.
Okay, that's cool.
Where it's knockout only. You can only win by knocking out your opponent.
Do you get any little special, like, Mortal Kombat style attacks? Or
no,
is it just
you're just normal fighting, but you just beat on your opponent until you knock him out. Which is so much fun. Because it reminded me of a Mortal Kombat Street Fighter thing where you just go in and it's I believe it's what it is, best 2 out of 3, like you would be in Mortal Kombat. Where you win 2 rounds and you gotta just knock them out. You drain their power bar until they're dead. It's like, to me, that's so much fun. I had a lot of fun going in that mode, just pounding on people, and it's like, yeah. Yeah, this is the game I remember. So those are the modes in the game, which gives you a lot to choose from. I mean, you get there's a pretty good handful collection of characters in this game, which, you know, you like. They even brought in, like, Tyson Furies in this game.
It's fun.
Which is fun. You have UFC Legends, you have current UFC fighters. I mean, you have Ronda Rousey in this game, which is cool. CM Punk, for you wrestling fans, is in this game still. Because, you know, why not?
Well, I mean, is technically signed to the company. He is a playable character, so there's nothing wrong with Mr. Punk being in the game.
Nothing wrong with it at all. But you got a wide selection of characters, which is, you know, gives you multiple options, whether you want to go in the knockout mode, the regular mode, or, you know, stand and bang.
And I mean, you know, you can, if none of those satisfy, you can create your own character, right?
Yeah, you can create your own character, like always. You get, you know, your traditional, you know, sets of hair and everything like that. It's pretty much what you expect. You get to basically build your fighter and grow your fighter as you go. You know, you earn different skills as you go, and you create as you go through your career mode. You earn that XP, which is always key in all these games, is you earn your XP. But building your character is straight up simple and fine. There's like it hasn't changed much from previous games, so that's good for people who've played UFC 2 and UFC 3. It's pretty straightforward. You get your look together and boom, you're done. I mean, there's only so much you can do for looks, because you're limited by, you know, what UFC actually does. Because if you notice, UFC fighters these days, they have sponsorship deals, so you're only limited to a certain amount of color and certain amount of looks, because you know, you're basically using like Reebok and stuff like that as your main gear.
Okay. All right. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. And graphically, the game, pretty solid. It's pretty solid. Like any EA Sports games, the graphics are always pretty solid. They look pretty realistic, and that's all you can really hope for.
Hey, realistic, good graphics, those are important.
They are very important. What is also important? Controlling the game.
Yes, that is also equally as important. The player experience, being able to control your characters. So, how is that?
So, the basic controls are the basic controls. You just button smash. You hit X, you hit Y, you hit A, you hit B. You have combos of X and A, Y and B. Use your trigger buttons. It's your very basic controls. Now, what they've done this year is they've changed some of the takedown and submission systems, which I thought was a lot better.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because I learned throughout playing, I think, UFC 3, I wasn't great at submissions. Like, I was okay, but it was a lot of, all right, you're going back and forth, and you're really struggling to get through it. This is, at least for me, learning it, going through all the tutorials and stuff, I was able to learn how to transition from hold to hold a little bit better than in the past, because in the past it was very luck oriented. This one is like took a little bit more skill and a little bit more practice on it. But once you learn it, once you learn how to get the holds on and transition from hold to hold and tap out your opponent, it felt much more natural, I guess is the better way to put it. Which is good, which is a good change from previous games where it's like, okay, you just have to, you get lucked into locking down your opponent and then your opponent's screwed. This felt a little bit more like, okay, there's some give and there's some take with it. So I like that.
So overall, thoughts?
It was fun. It's a very fun game. I mean, I haven't tried out the online modes because I haven't had a chance to. But if you have friends who you want to play with, they'll probably be very, very, they would enjoy the game very much, is the best way to put it. They'll enjoy the game and you'll have a lot of fun. It's worth going out of your way to get because it's fighting games and you don't really expect much from fighting games because you always know what you're getting. You're getting the chance to, as Lindsay didn't like at the beginning, was beat the crap out of somebody because you can.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just, I'm going to be perfectly honest. It is not my jam. Okay,
no.
Fighting games are not my jam, but I respect that they're your jam and they're a lot of other people's jam, right? Like, I completely respect that, but they're not my thing.
Yeah, I know.
Never have been, but you know what? If you like the game and you think it's a great game and you think people should buy it, everybody, go buy it.
And you can do so by going to EA.com or buying it through your Microsoft or PS Store now. It's available now, UFC 4 from EA Sports. Get it.
Ding. So I think that does it for us. What do you think?
That does it for us. Make sure you follow us on all the social media platforms, Rack Radio Show. Also at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTR Live.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews UFC 4 edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back very soon with another review. So till then, bye!